Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today is Friday, the second Friday of the new year, and I'm so glad that you have jumped on board our weekday podcast. We've been working our way through a unique series of readings in the Gospel of John, and there's a 21-day reading program that you can do on the YouVersion Bible app that's available on any iOS platform or Google, Android. Really, it's just so incredible that the founders of YouVersion would make that available for everybody for free. And it's got all the different versions you can read it in. And I want to encourage you, jump on board and get caught up. Today, we're going to talk about the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John. And it goes like this. Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city, or near the sheep gate, was the pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches, and one of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" Now, this is the understated question of all time. Here's a man that has never walked in 38 years, and here's a fella that gets asked the question, "Hey, would you like to get well?" Listen to his response in verse 7. "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Now, there was a belief that there was a stirring of the angels, if you will, that stirred this water up and it created healing powers. And the first people to get into the pool when that happened, they received a healing. And I'm not really sure that's the big point of this story, but we're about to get to the big point of the story. In verse 8, Jesus responds and says, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." And in verse 9, instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking, but this miracle happened on the Sabbath. So the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, "You can't work on the Sabbath. The law doesn't allow you to carry that sleeping mat." But he replied, "The man who healed me told me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked in verse 12, "Who said such a thing as that?" they demanded. And the man didn't know, for Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. And in verse 14, "But afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, 'Now you are well, so stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you.'" So let's just take a look at what's going on here. Jesus has this time in which he confronts this man who hasn't been able to walk for 38 years, and while doing so says, "Hey, would you like to get better?" And of course he does. The answer is yes, but "I can't because of," or "I cannot because I'm not the first in," or blah, 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 blah. You can kind of get the sense this guy's whining a little bit, but the fact is he's earned it because he hasn't walked for 38 years. And Jesus says, "Okay, in spite of the fact that you don't have everything you need to fix you, I do. Stand up, take your mat, and walk." Now, a couple of things happen here. In chapter 5, it begins with "after this." There's a sequence in the events and the movement from one sign, one miracle to the next in Jesus' ministry. Each of them are deepening in intensity and meaning. John's gospel makes it clear that Jesus was really thrilled about the feast days of the Jewish people that were celebrated, and he loved connecting them to the saving acts of God. But in the middle of this, we get this feel of this is happening in such a real time. The pool was called Bethesda, and in the native Hebrew tongue, it is a picture where outside the sheep gate, this is where sacrifices were purchased and brought. So if you think about it, then this is where this pool is at, and there is now evidence from the old copper scrolls found at Qumran, where I've been a couple times, that the name of this area or pool seems to have been Bel Ezda, meaning house of the flowing, or the pool that was flowing. Apparently, there were underground springs that were there, and Jesus says, here lays a certain man, right? So Jesus' question, do you want to get made well, seems pretty unnecessary, but yet he does ask, and so often what happens is, well, I want to get better, but I can't. I mean, so often folks succumb to our own illnesses or the laying down with any type of addiction, alcoholism or heart trouble or partial paralysis or whatever that may be, an addiction or an illness. And then we can become psychological or spiritual invalids, if you will, that retreat within ourselves and, well, we can't do it. There's nothing I can do to fix it. But there was something inside this guy that clicked. And deep within, there was a small opening when Jesus says, would you like to be well? And the answer is, yeah, well, of course. So Jesus says, stand up, take your mat, and walk. Now, three things happen here. One, hope. A guy who hasn't walked in 38 years, Jesus says, okay, stand up. Okay, that strength comes immediately. The second thing that happens is pick up your mat. Now, not only does he have strength, but I want you to sustain that strength as you carry your mat. And then the last part of that is I want you to recognize the severity of this healing. Walk on out of here. It's almost like I want you to stand up. I want you to pick up the mat. I want you to leave. And all those things are very specific because, like in every healing that Jesus performs, it's not just physical, it's spiritual. That's why he comes back later in this text and says, hey, you've been forgiven. Now go sin no more. And so when you think about this, Jesus is saying, hey, I can provide you what nobody else can. So he provides a healing. I want you to pick that mat up, even though it's on the Sabbath day, knowing that the religious leaders are going to get freaked out here, but go ahead and do that because what's happening and what I do on this Sabbath day is far more important than their rules. And then thirdly, I want you to carry that mat on out, knowing that everybody will see that happen. Listen, I think he wanted him to carry that mat and put it by the doorpost of his home so that every day in and out of that house, he had to see that Jesus had done this and it was reminder of what Christ had done. So when the religious leaders get completely freaked out, I want you to recognize this is when we begin to separate. Why is Sugar Hill Church a Jesus is enough kind of church? Why is my faith a Jesus is enough kind of church? And that is because Jesus truly is enough. I don't need, and our church doesn't need more man-made rules. What we need is more of Christ. What we need is not to get hung up on the minute details of 600 Old Testament rules. We don't need to be so freaked out about what we can and can't do in church or around the church or for the church that we would miss what Christ can do and what only Christ can do, that Jesus is enough. We believe without any hesitant in our being. And in my life as a pastor, I believe with all my heart, Jesus is enough. And so I believe that John chapter 5 points to this, and he points to it in such a way that I'm going to give you the strength to do it. I'm going to ensure that you could sustain that. But I really want to make sure that as you walk out, put that bed mat by there and remember what I've asked you to do. And maybe that last thought is this. And when folks that are buried in religious rules come and they bark at you and complain to you, wear it like a badge of honor. Because Jesus is enough and he doesn't need any rules. My friend, that's a great promise for this day straight out of John chapter 5. I hope you'll join me by jumping over and clicking below that you can be a part of today's weekday meditation as well. It's 5 minutes that allows you to kind of set aside where you're at today and get you on the right path to enjoy the richest blessings of God as you walk with him today. And then don't forget to jump on and be a part of everything that's happening each weekend in the month of January in our teaching, Fresh Start, Bold Teachings from the Gospel of John. I'm so glad you joined us. Thanks, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Don't forget you can find us at sugarhill.church, and you can find us live streaming each hour, each weekend at live.sugarhill.church, and always on Facebook. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.